This is Dr. Olivero dictating for April the 4th, 2022. The name of the patient is Jonathan Spencer. The last name is S-P-E-N-C-E-R. Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 44-year-old. White male patient of Mr. Dominguez, the Dominguez, like in Zulu, who found the patient, who referred the patient for evaluation of the chronic kidney disease period. This is a patient that was initially seen because of pain in the right calf, and after investigation, the patient was found with hypercholesterolemia with evidence of elevation of the liver function test, and there was a kidney function that was consistent with CKD3A period. The patient had an ultrasound of the kidneys that was reported negative in January of 2022. The kidneys were symmetric. There was no evidence of hyperechogenicity, no evidence of obstruction or calcification. The size of the kidney was normal. Incidental findings were elevation of the liver function test, period. When we interviewed the patient, he doesn't particularly use the salt or the salt shaker most of the time. However, he was recommended to change the lifestyle by decreasing the amount of salt to the lowest possible. A period of physical examination was not consistent with established hypertension for a long time. Period. The microalbumin creatinine ratio was completely normal. There is no evidence of proteinuria. We don't have a urinalysis. The urinalysis is going to be requested. Number two, the patient has hyperlipidemia with cholesterol, elevation in the 220s. That is also borderline HDL and elevated LDL. Upon interview, the patient likes to eat red meat. He was discouraged of using the processed food. We suggested fish and eggs as a source of protein for the time being. We are going to see the impact of the changes in the lifestyle during the next appointment that is going to be given in 3 months. The physical examination fails to show any hepatomegaly. Period. Number three, elevation of the liver function test under evaluation by Dr. Avalos, A-V like in Victor, A-L-O-S. The ultrasound of the abdomen failed to show the presence of fatty liver, and the serology for hepatitis B and C is negative. Period, the patient has a coming follow-up appointment. In terms of kidney function, we think that the patient doesn't have any evidence of indicators of kidney function. We are going to monitor him in three months. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. Paragraph, we invested 18 minutes reviewing the referral. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes, and documentation, 7 minutes.